Hello and welcome back to Strange Glow Video. My name is Justin and I have Nick on the line.
Hello, I'm Nick and I'm live.
No video of Nick because he's driving across town. Probably best that you don't.
But I'd have to hold it up to my face the whole time.
Yeah, it'd be weird. Yeah, Alec is in the process of moving still, so maybe a couple more weeks before we get the studio up and running again at his new joint. So I would guess by mid to late April.
I assume he could start recording like this in a week, though, or next week, right?
Yeah, he should be back in like a week or so. Did you get any pickups this week, Nick?
No, I'm not spending any money.
Although
I did see that we're probably going to talk about this, but the Mario movie figures I saw were on clearance or sale or whatever at Target.
Already? Nice.
But yeah, but then I think the next time I went there, they weren't on sale anymore, so I don't know what the hell. Or at least they took the tags down.
Oh.
But yeah, I should have went ahead and snatched them, but...
Wonder if that was one of their weekly ads. They do the
They had the tags. They had the tags specifically on the Mario movie figures, so I don't know.
Makes sense. Yeah, so if you're looking to get a cool toy for yourself, jump online and buy your glow-in-the-dark elf from us. We've still got some of them out there, so you haven't missed out yet, so treat yourself.
Yeah.
So I got a few things I'll show you right now. I got a Highway Hunter. Really good shape.
What is it?
Highway Hunter, yeah. Yeah, really good shape.
It doesn't
have the Trunk Ghost, but that's okay. Which is crazy, though, because the Trunk Ghost goes for almost as much as these do.
Where'd you get it?
eBay. Just found a really good deal in one, and I think the seller made an offer of a certain price or accepted an offer. So yeah, but a lot of these have the broken bar across the top. So, and then I like it because you can clip the packs on the back of the ride here. So it's a pretty good toy. I had this as a kid. Got it 1 year for Christmas.
Do you have Janine figure?
I've got at least one or two, yeah, which... It's funny because they did this, but then they had the one episode or two episodes where Janine had the pink car, which they didn't want to market a pink car to kids, boys specifically. So that was the 80s, man. It was a different time. Different time.
They got her wearing a pink jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And one of her figures.
And I also framed this piece of art. I posted up on her Instagram, but... Afterlife poster, kind of like it, showing off the dirt farmer's house. Kind of fun, a little bit different, but I got that and framed it. And then I've had this for a while, but hanging it and displaying it was not easy, so I got one of these Hardy's Ghostbusters 2 posters with coupons, so you can get a cool twist cone for only 39 cents. Get the Ghostbuster special free Coke. And then toast your ghost with the most. 32-ounce Ghostbusters cup, only 99 cents.
That's a Beetlejuice reference.
I know, it is. Then on the back side, it's in here, but I got this little container.
I remember having that. I just never kept it, I guess.
Yeah, since it's double-sided, I want to be able to hang it from the ceiling. So originally, I just bought this clear holder for it, but it wasn't hanging right from the ceiling, so I found one of these little clips at the top that you can adjust, so I'll be able to hang that up here again in the wall, because I like that double-sided, so it can just kind of rotate as the wind or whatever the fan goes in the room. But this is a new old stock poster, so that was pretty cool, like brand new. You could tell it never even been unfolded. But we are here to hype up the Mario movie. Comes out this week. Been waiting a long time for this, considering it got delayed by 6 months. Not 6 months. It was supposed to be out in December, but
yeah,
that's still a pretty significant amount of time. Then they did move it up 2 days due to the Easter weekend, which gold jacket, green jacket to me on that. But
I was planning. I'll be seeing the first showing in, on Wednesday in Liberty here.
Nice. Well, I will not be seeing it until Thursday now, because Wednesday I was planning on going when the boys came over, but they each have activities, baseball practice and soccer practice. So I was going to say, by the time I get out of there with that, it's going to be like 7 o'clock at night. So I'm not going to take the little ones to a movie that late.
B&B is giving us tickets to come out dressed as Mario characters. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So if you're in the metro area and you hear this before, go check out and see Nick, because you're dressing up as Mario, right?
I'll be Raccoon Mario. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's exciting.
Liberty, Missouri, B&B theaters, 7 o'clock Wednesday. We'll be there about 6 o'clock to greet the children.
Cool. That sounds like fun. Yeah, I imagine it's going to be pretty busy this weekend with that. So, like, Thursday night works for me because the kids, neither one of them have school on Friday. So I think that'll be fun that we can go check out a movie. And then
is there school on Friday?
Yeah. It's a long weekend. A lot of the schools, even the public schools, give you a long weekend around Easter or whatever nowadays. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be exciting to take them Thursday night. I'm pretty hyped on the movie. I know they are. I think the big thing about this movie is, like, you know, we've all seen, well, hopefully you've seen the 90s movie of this.
Well, not which, for a long time, but yeah.
I mean, it's never even had a proper
I saw the release. 90s movie at the theater also, so I think yeah. I saw it opening night.
So are you pretty hyped up about this, man? I know that people have been talking about this as much as I anticipated. I think this is a pretty big deal, though. It's the first time they've tried to do a Mario movie since the last one. So, I mean,
I haven't even seen a lot of people talking about Trump getting indicted. So I don't know what's going on with all the conversations. But
yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think that many people are upset about Chris Pratt. I think the general population still like Chris Pratt. I think just based on the trailer, he does an okay job. I definitely felt a lot better after watching the first trailer. And visually it looks great. It looks just like the game the games. They've incorporated Mario Kart and stuff like that too.
Yeah, that's my only concern right now is the amount of stuff I've seen in the movie looks like they've covered all their bases. And I'm like, is that too much for one movie, or is that like just gonna like work out into the story? I mean, to me, to have all that stuff in there, it's gonna have to be fast paced. But if you haven't
seen the Mario Kart stuff's probably just for like an action scene or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks like all the traditional levels we see are kind of like Princess Peach training Mario. And it sounds like, you know, I haven't really read any synopsis on it, but I just watched a couple of trailers right now before this. To me, it seems like somehow Luigi disappears and Bowser gets him, and so he's got to free him.
Yeah, it's like Luigi's the one that he's rescuing in this one.
Yeah, it seems like that, but, you know, because there's also a thing where they're saying, oh, he's training that, but then Donkey Kong's in there as well, so it's interesting. I mean, I like how it pays homage to that, you know, hey, you know, Mario's first introduction was against Donkey Kong, so I think based on one of the scenes in the trailer, Princess Peach is sitting by, like, the Donkey Kong family, you know, like the royalty stuff, so I think the story should be fun enough, right?
Well, I saw the recent trailer clip with Seth Rogen doing Donkey Kong. I think that might actually be more obnoxious than Chris Pratt as Mario. I like Seth Rogen, but I don't know. This kind of rubs me the wrong way with Donkey Kong there.
Well, he's just doing his normal voice, which I don't know.
It's more distracting than, you know, I don't know.
I got to say, so far, out of all the character voicing I've heard, I do like Jack Black as Bowser. And I'm not like a gung-ho on Jack Black kind of a guy. Like, I think he's great in The Cable Guy. He's got some movies that I can stand and tolerate. Like, I know there's people that, like, just live and die by him. And
What's his name does a good job with Toad, I think, from what I've heard.
Yeah, and then Princess's voice doesn't seem too far off. I mean, it seems pretty manageable, so I like what I've heard there. And then, like you said, Chris Pratt wasn't as annoying as I anticipated, but, you know, we'll see how that goes in the movie. And then Charles, the original Mario voice actor, supposedly does a bunch of miscellaneous characters throughout the movie. So I don't know. Hopefully we'll see something in there to kind of make it worthwhile for him.
Well, I thought maybe he would do the voice of the traditional Mario catchphrases, you know?
Yeah.
But I've seen Chris Pratt, like, in person on video doing those, and he does an all right job. So I think that's him in the movie. So.
Yeah, and I think he's just going to do a lot of the background characters and sounds that he's done in the games for years, right? You know, it's not just Mario. He does a fair amount of other characters. So it is interesting, though. Like, how do you take something that's already an iconic voice actor? And I get it that the way they design Mario is it's very kind of repetitive, but how do you make it interesting in a movie way with that kind of voice that he already has? So on the one hand, I can understand why they did it. On the other hand, it's like Chris Pratt's just like oversaturated right now, I think, you know, doing Lego movies and then Jurassic Park and then Guardians of the Galaxy. I truly love, I think he does great in those and like the MCU, but I honestly think that's some of his best stuff besides like his older Parks and Rec stuff. So
did you see his April Fool's, I think I showed you his April Fool's Instagram post.
Yeah.
Where he said he'd been cast as the voice of Mickey Mouse. So he's at least self-aware of the fact that people are a bit annoyed with him voicing all these characters.
Yeah, I think so. Right. It's just interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I can't blame him for taking the work, you know, but.
No, I mean, that's an iconic character and chances are if he auditioned for that, he probably loves Mario and hopefully he does justice to it by that, but you just never know. Right. Yeah. It's interesting though, because so many, like animated movies now like rely on like A-list talent to do the voice work. And it's like, that's just because they sound familiar. Like the traditional voice actor isn't what it used to be, even though I think that's like truly like it's going to be a lost art form if they keep going the way they do in Hollywood, but enough animated series, I think, do their own thing. Hopefully there's still plenty of work in that line, but you know,
well, I don't think animated series can't afford these people. I think.
Yeah, well, that's it. So you're looking at the price tag for some of that. So I don't know. I'm pretty hyped on this movie, though. I mean, if we go back to like December and we started seeing, that's when the first teaser trailer dropped, I think, wasn't it?
I thought it was sooner than that because that was the original release date.
Yeah, but I think they didn't even release a teaser until after the original, until they moved it. So, because they moved it pretty early on.
That would have been at least a teaser trailer. Okay. I think there was at least a teaser before it got cold out. I don't remember for sure. But.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on it, but I do remember over the holidays, over Christmas time, getting some Happy Meals for the boys. So, like, we've still got the boxes and Mario toys for that.
I got all the figures. One of them, our friend Justin Belcher had to get for me, the Toad and the go-kart.
Yeah, those were.
By the time that one came out, I don't know. McDonald's started telling me that they didn't have any Mario toys left. And I was finding all of them, no problem, until Toad. But he had a bunch of them, so he gave me one of them.
Yeah, that stuff is so hit or miss. Like, right, you know, there's like going to McDonald's different times, you get two of them. And so sometimes they gave us two of the same thing, so each of the kids could have one. And then sometimes they give us different ones. So like I wound up with like several extra Princess Peaches I need to find and trade for. But I got to say though, like I really like the Mario toys they already had out, but the movie line looks great. Like the big size figures I think are pretty cool. I like that they did something different. So it's not just, you don't feel you're just buying a repaint.
The normal line is 2.5 inches and 4 inches and the movie line's 5 inches.
Yeah.
And of course, Bowser's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I like how they did his size right.
There's new accessories too, like Mario has a plunger, Luigi has a flashlight. I think Peach has an umbrella, which she also has in the regular line. But
okay,
or a parasol, whatever you call it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
I'm not too keen on the play sets really, and like the, and then they have like the little tiny mini figures, which I think, I don't know. I'm not too excited for those.
Yeah, they have like the Mighty Max Polly Pocket vibe, right? So they're very small, condensed, and then the figures are so small, you're just like, I don't.
And they go inside like the van or whatever, I think.
Yeah, the van turns into a playset, and I think there's a castle playset too, or something else. A couple of smaller ones.
But yeah, I guess the castle's the mini.
Yeah, and then they've got the other little mini figures that almost kind of look like some of those little games they have right now. If you've noticed those minis.
Yeah.
Like we got a couple of those. Like we got I got a pretty big Mario shelf over here. The boys just love Mario, so I've got a nice collection of that. It's theirs.
I'll get the big figures. I don't know about the rest of it.
Yeah, if it hits clearance and it like looks okay, but yeah, the big figures to me are the big standouts there. And like the Toad looks great. I really like the detail they captured on Mario. You know, I was kind of curious like how they're going to do it, because to me, Mario looked so great in Mario Odyssey, like, right? Just the design and execution of that. And the movie characters feel just a little bit different. So they're their own unique thing. Like they don't feel like they lifted it straight off of there. So.
Well, they changed the eye. They changed the eyes. They made the eyes look like they're on fucking drugs or something.
Yeah. And some of the proportions of Mario seem a little bit different too.
Yeah.
So the only thing I'm kind of curious about though is like in the trailer, like I don't ever see like a size difference in Mario. So I don't know if they're going to do the Super Mario thing, how that's going to play out, which hopefully is just a tease that they've been able to keep out of the trailers. I think that'll be fun.
They might do that. They might do that giant Mario thing.
Oh yeah.
Some of the more recent games where he's like really, really big. Or they might say that for a sequel or something. There's definitely lots of power-ups throughout the series that they could have in different movies.
Well, they show so many, like they show the Tanuki suit Mario, they show the cat Mario. You actually even see Donkey Kong power up with fireballs and Princess Peach in some of the trailers. So I'm not super worried about spoilers on the trailers, just because it's like, I'm not trying to take this too serious. I'm just gonna go there and have a lot of fun with it. I think it's the main thing I'm looking forward to about it.
Yeah.
And it's like the first movie my kids have been like super, super excited about hitting theaters, right? So I think they'll do a
crossover with Sonic sometime.
You know, I don't know if they will or not.
Then you'll have Mario battling Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched those movies. I haven't watched the Sonic movies yet. I was never a Sonic fan, I was never a Sega guy, so it's
Yeah, I mean, I liked Sonic games, like people that played the, I had a cousin that had a Sega and played that, and there's some cool stuff out there for it, but I personally never had a Sega. Like, we were a Nintendo house, and then
we had the
PlayStation, and then we got the 64, and then I got the PS2 that we had in the house then, so. And then, like, my dad, you know, went out and picked up a Nintendo Wii and a PS3, like, within a matter of months when those are like the hot items, because he was just hitting the stores early in the morning before work and found one of each different days and picked them both up. So that was pretty cool.
People
to have
really
both those.
Wanted the PS3 for the Blu-ray player too.
Yep. Yeah. That was a huge.
The Wii was just a runaway success. So with the motion control nunchucks and shit, people wanted that, you know.
Yeah, I think Nintendo's finally thought outside the box. Like, we don't have to be the number one in graphics and hardware specs, but they're doing fun stuff. Like, I can tell you right now that even though I've got the PS5, like, Pete loves playing the Switch. Most of the games he wants to play are on that, and then being able to pack it up and take it with you, man, it's so nice.
They got a lot of games on the Switch now that they didn't used to release on Nintendo.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you can get Friday the 13th game on there now.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got a lot on there. And I think that's pretty awesome that they used to focus
more on family-friendly games and kind of didn't always release. I was surprised they released Resident Evil 4 on GameCube, I think.
Well, that was when they got the rights to that, and that was the big deal. Because I remember I waited a while before Resident Evil 4 finally got ported to PS2 after that, like, I think they had a contract basically saying it was an exclusive for so much time. So, but I remember Resident Evil 2 coming out on the Nintendo 64 as well. So it was kind of like, okay.
Resident Evil what?
Resident Evil 2.
Oh yeah, I had that on 64.
Yeah, and I mean, some of it looked pretty good on there and some of it didn't look amazing. So it was interesting.
I got to play that Resident Evil 4 remake that got out now.
Yeah, there's so much out there in the world of games to get caught up on that I just haven't had the time to.
I played Resident Evil 4 so many times, I'm like, I like it, but I don't really want to play it again. But now that it's been remade, I guess it gives me kind of something different to check out.
Yeah, I got the original Resident Evil remake for Switch. You know, that was a redo for the GameCube. And I haven't played that yet because I also have, you know, I still have my PS2 with all the backwards compatibility and that other stuff.
I want to play I haven't played the Resident Evil 2 remake yet either because they made it more in line with the Resident Evil 4 play style. Because I tried to play some old Resident Evil games not too long ago with that janky ass camera system. I just couldn't get back into that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the main thing for that was because that's why those games look so good, is because they use those parameters to set up the wall so they could do all that like key art as background photos and then just overlay your characters on that, which is why those always look so good for PlayStation games, especially Resident Evil 2 and 3.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Pretty excited about this movie, though. I'm hoping they're going to do another Mario game. I've wondered if they're holding off releasing something, if they might do a tie-in game to the movie. And you know, with the Mario Kart levels, did they release the last of those yet, or is there still one other set of game or one more set of matches?
I think they're all out, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I thought they were supposed to go through the end of this year, so I would love to see, you know, a level or two that's based on the new movie. I think that would be at least fun for Mario Kart.
Yeah. But they released, like the three, you know, all those Switch games with like the 3D games re-released for the Switch and Bowser's Fury and all the others, those other things like a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the holdover until they released a new game or not. I like the side scroller games too, and you know, the new Super Mario Brothers. I like when they release those too.
Yeah, no, I think they still got plenty of room to do some of that because the stories are fun. And then those are really good for the multiplayer, right? I think you've got the side scrolling, which is great for playing as a group. And then, you know, you've got the Mario Odyssey where you can do two player on there if you want, but
yeah, I think the 3D games take a little longer to make, obviously. But I would assume they probably have one in the works.
Yeah, I would imagine they've got something, but it's a matter of, like, you know, everyone's saying that Nintendo might have the next-gen console next year, but we'll see. I mean, yeah, the Switch is doing so well.
They might not release another, at least not another 3D game until then.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's pretty unusual for them to release a bunch of games per console, right? Which is crazy to say, really, when you think about it. But, you know, Mario 64.
They haven't even released a Mario Kart for Switch. They ported the Wii U one.
Yeah, I know.
Which I think they view the Wii U as a failure. So I think they're like, they almost consider the Mario Kart 8 a game for the Switch. I don't know.
Well, I think they've added so much to it. And, you know, by adding extra levels and things like that, I think that, and the Wii U game just never really got the popularity there, right? I think the Wii U is ambitious, but it just didn't live up to the level of the regular Wii. And then now that you got the Switch, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting kind of to the point where it's like, is there a reason to release a Mario Kart 9 instead of just releasing new tracks, you know?
Well, yeah, I think that's, you know, everyone's kind of looking at that subscription model, like, right, you want to do this or that. And it's not just in video games, you know, it's, you've got a perfectly good system.
The only time Mario Kart was vastly different was, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
The only time Mario Kart was vastly different, I think, is Double Dash, when you had two drivers and you could switch back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, and I never played that one much.
Oh, that's my favorite one. But otherwise, you know, I don't know if there's any reason to do anything other than just release more tracks.
Yeah, more tracks and more characters, right? So.
But I think this is, I don't know. I don't think they have any plans to release more tracks necessarily after this bunch is done. But.
You never know, but we'll see what they do with consoles because, you know, I've rumor mills stating that we might see a new console announced next year. In 2024, we'll see, though, because, I mean, like I said, this thing's doing so well. Like, even with the upgraded screen they released here, you know, they're still selling the regular model, which I thought they would have discontinued the regular model for the upgraded screen model, but not the case. So,
then they stopped selling the light. I don't remember.
I don't think so.
I feel like they stopped. I thought I heard they stopped manufacturing or something. One of them. I don't know.
Could be.
I mean, it's a little cheaper, but I don't know.
It's $100 cheaper, but with some of the issues I've seen with it, like with the con drift and things like that, Joy-Con drift, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because it doesn't have removable controllers.
No, but you can still service the. You can still take it apart and replace your joysticks in there. So,
yeah.
Not necessarily ideal, but I don't know. I think this is going to get a sequel for sure, this new movie. It's going to be a matter of how well it does over the weekend. You know, how's the box office looking? Which I think they're in a pretty good spot because as far as family movies, this is like the biggest family movie that's coming out for a little bit, I think. You know, we got Guardians of the Galaxy hitting early May, so this thing's going to have like just about seems like a month without any real family-friendly competition to fight it. So I think it's going to be a big win. Hopefully it's great. I'm really got my fingers crossed that it's a good movie, but either way,
I'm sure it will be.
I mean, they've taken this long with it. Nintendo's really more on quality, so I don't think they're going to let them release something that they wouldn't really be proud of, you know? And, like, I'm thinking, you know, that's why it took them so long to ever try to do another Mario movie. So.
Yeah.
What do you think? So if you're, let me ask you this, since we're going to review this movie later this week, but as the precursor to the movie review, what are you rating this just off the trailers? How many 1-Up mushrooms do you rate it out of 10?
I think I would give it 9. I think I'd only knock it for casting, maybe.
That's fair. I'd say at least
it's hard to give a movie it's hard for me to give anything a perfect rating, but we'll see after I watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say 8 1-Ups because from the trailer, like I said, the only thing I'm really nervous about is them shoehorning in like everything possible into this movie when there's so much they could touch on. But at the same time, like, I don't recall seeing Bowser Jr. in any of the trailers. Like, the Koopas all seem kind of in there in some of the Mario Kart scenes. Like, I don't know if you could see some of the Koopalings. So I definitely think they left some stuff out of the movie for that, but they basically threw in everything that I think screams and feels Mario, which is interesting because, you know, you've got Mario Golf now, you've got Mario Tennis, like all the different Mario games we've had over the years. You're like, okay, you know, this is going to be something that I don't necessarily think we're going to see all the sports show up in there, but they're taking anything Mario's done and like it's on the table for fitting into the movie if it fits the story. So, and then I, you know, obviously it's going to feel like a Mario commercial, like an you know, which to me is the crazy thing that they don't have a new game like listed and announced as coming out right away, because that'd be the perfect tie-in, is to get people to jump in and buy the game. And who knows, you know, they could do something crazy and release something on us that we just haven't heard about. So, but usually there's leaks in the supply chain, so we'll see. But I mean, if you're going to build your brand, why not have a new game drop in with the same concept? So, but that being said, you could do DLC for, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a new game. They could say, hey, we've got Super Mario Odyssey DLC that basically picks up for some Mario movie stuff, right? There's all kinds of things they could do. So there's all kinds of DLC we could see for any of the games they've got out there right now, right? There's a ton of Mario games out on Switch. So, yeah, like I said, I'm writing it.
I don't see them doing a tie-in game.
No, I'd see more DLC kind of tying into that, or having a brand new game not titled Super Mario Movie, the game or something like that, but more or less just capitalizing on the brand being in, like, the biggest stage in entertainment, right? So,
oh yeah,
but that's what I've got. You got any other thoughts on here?
I don't think so.
What do you think Alec would rate this, since he's not here to defend himself? What do you think he'd say going in before seeing the movie, just on the trailers?
I don't know. I know he's not as excited. He said he probably wouldn't see it at the theater if we weren't going to review it. So I don't know. I don't know how much into Mario he is, especially compared to us, but I haven't heard him complain about it, I don't think.
Yeah, I would guess him at a 7.
Yeah.
Maybe even a 6. He just doesn't seem to have the enthusiasm there for it. But I mean, I know he likes Mario. He's grew up playing the games with me and everything else, but he just doesn't game a lot anymore. So that's kind of what I would guess on him there.
Yeah.
Anyway, jump in the comments there. Let us know what your thoughts are on the Mario movie before it comes out. And then obviously we'll circle back. We'll see if our rating holds true. And we'll let you know what we think of the movie later this week. So expect that review over the weekend. We're going to try and do a few things with some movies and get something out sooner. So we'll expect to have something out before early next week, or hopefully as soon as possible. We'll see how things go with Alec being in the middle of a move right now and everything else. We'll go from there. But subscribe and like and check it out. Let your friends know about us. That's one of the biggest ways you can help us grow our show, is tell a friend about us. And they'll tell a friend. And they'll tell a friend.
They'll tell two friends.
And they'll tell a friend. Exactly. Got to go Wayne's World in this thing. So other than that, appreciate you listening. Hope you have an awesome night, day, morning, afternoon, whatever you're doing out there right now as you listen to this. And tune back in for our full review of the Super Mario Bros. Movie coming soon.
Bye.